Good morning, everyone. My name is Marcus. I'll be sharing a short devotional with everyone today. Before we begin, let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this morning, Lord God. Thank you for this day that you have made. We just thank you for this time where we can come together and just spend time in your word and just to learn about what do you have in store for us, Lord God, about the love that you have for us? I just pray that as we share on Psalm 42 today, Lord God, that it'll be pleasing to you and that I'll be able to share your heart this morning. So we just thank you. We love you. We pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. So we'll be turning to Psalm 42 today. So I'll be reading from Psalm 42. This will be from the ESV version. So here, Psalm 42. Why are you cast down, O my soul, to the choir master and maskil of the sons of Korah? As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan, of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands a steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Amen. So I remember years ago, when I first had to share during CMP, so this was probably back in 2015, when it was still like a small group format rather than a devotional. And I was asking, you know, struggling to find something to share on. And I asked my wife, what do you think I should say? And she's like, oh, you should share in Psalm 42. I'm like, okay, it's a good idea. And then coincidentally, during that time, I was catching up with one of my colleagues who also was one of my spiritual mentors around this time. And I was telling him, I'm going to be sharing on Psalm 42 during CMP. And he said, oh, that's the exact verse that's been on his mind as well. And that was what was sustaining him through the difficult season that he was going through. So since then, like Psalm 42 has been one of my favorite psalms. It's one of my go-to psalms, you know, when I'm going through something that's a difficult season. You know, I like Psalm 42 because partly I really admire how the psalmist really yearns for God, but it's also because Psalm 42 is very instructive and helpful to get us through seasons where you may find yourself in a hole, whether that's, you know, emotional, spiritual, or otherwise, and you're really struggling to find a way out. And personally, I've been in many, many seasons over my Christian walk where it's been difficult to find a way out. There are times when I'm really struggling. I'm like, God, give me a way out. Help me through this. And by the grace of God, I've realized and learned through experience that it's in those moments where we want to just rely on our own strength, our own power to get through that situation, that we really should be turning to God for his assistance to pull us out. I'm reminded of the image of when Peter steps out of the steps out onto the water, becomes afraid and starts sinking. Jesus immediately reaches out his hand to pull Peter out of the water. Jesus was the one who pulled Peter out of the pulled Peter out from sinking, and he will also be the one who will ultimately pull us out from any of our struggles. And my brothers and sisters, I hope that as we spend, you know, just a short time this morning on Psalm 42, that this will bring you some encouragement in the face of whatever trials that you're going through. But also if you're in the midst of, you know, a dark season, that this will guide you back into the light. So just by way of background, a little bit of background on Psalm 42. So you guys might be aware that Psalm 42, the Psalms in total is actually split into five different books. And Psalm 42 is actually the first Psalm of the second book. In the first book, so that's Psalms 1 to 41, the majority of the Psalms are actually attributable to David as a psalmist, with a few that are unknown. In the second book, which includes Psalm 42, there are more psalmists. It's not just David anymore. There's a psalm that's attributable to Solomon, Asaph, and about seven or eight that's attributable to a group called the Sons of Korah, which is also the author of this particular psalm. So who are the Sons of Korah? So if you recall from Numbers 16, Korah was a Levite who led a rebellion against Moses. And God judged Korah and his leaders, and they all died, but the sons of Korah remained. And by the time of David, we can see from like First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, they seem to have been appointed to serve as choir leaders, and they continue to serve as the temple musicians for hundreds of years. So this psalm is basically written by, you know, you can interpret as being written by the temple musicians as a song. Another point to just note quickly is that at the beginning, it says this is a maskil of the sons of Korah. So, you know, the question is, what exactly is a maskil? So it's not exactly clear what it means, but it does come from a Hebrew word meaning to make someone wise or to instruct. So putting all that together, this psalm is a song that is meant to instruct our lives and to, as John Piper says, shape what the mind thinks and what the heart feels. That's the essence of what this psalm is supposed to do. And actually, most of the psalms are supposed to do. So going into, you know, just my main sharing this morning, reading the psalm, it's very clear that the psalmist is going through struggles, right? It's very clear that the psalmist is going through some sort of turmoil. And the struggle is a combination of both internal and external factors. So external, you can see from verses 3 and 9 and 10. So it says, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Clearly someone else is speaking to the psalmist. And why do I, or like someone is, he's capturing how other people are talking to him. Verse 9, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Clearly, there's an external force. Verse 10, as with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? So these are external factors that are oppressing the psalmist. But we also see that the psalmist is struggling very much internally as well. Verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night. Verse 5, 6, and 11, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? And verse 9, why have you forgotten me? I think these are sentiments that a lot of us may have or can relate to at some point in our walks. Perhaps when prayers are not being answered, or we're going through something that's negative or very tough that we don't think we deserve. But more important question is, how do we deal with these situations? How do we get back into the light? and leads me to three very short reflections from the psalm this morning. So the first thing is, we need to be desperate for God. Verse 1 to 2, as the deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I love these two verses. And the image of a thirsty deer panting, yearning for water, so perfectly captures the state we are in when we are seemingly struggling to survive. We know from our annual church fast that, you know, though it's tough, we can do without food for a very long period of time. However, being without water is an entirely different matter. It is essential to our life, and we can't go long without it. It reminds me of all the Bear Grylls, you know, shows, all the, you know, Survivor in the Wilderness type of shows, that one of the key things that all these contestants or the you know, hosts do is that they look for a source of water very, very early on, because that is so important to sustaining them over the long run. And, you know, as we know from common knowledge that, you know, most people say that you can only go without water for about 3 to 4 days at most. But really the most, you know, the most beautiful thing about this picture is that the most desperate thing that the psalmist is looking for is not relief from his afflictions or for his enemies to be put down. Yes, even though these things may be things that he does want, but actually his most desperate need is for the presence of God. So it's not to get out of his circumstance. It's not to vanquish his enemies. His most desperate need, you know, when there's nothing left, he's drained, he's thirsty, he's parched. His most desperate need is for the presence of God. Oftentimes when we are desperate, we want God to give us just the solutions to our problems. And I've done this many times before. God, just give me an answer to this issue. Should it just be the direction be A or B or, you know, C? Give me an answer, Lord God. But ultimately, what we should be seeking is really for his presence, for his face, for his countenance, for us to know his character better through this situation. And that's how we grow, and that's how we get out of. And it is in his presence that we can get ourselves out of difficult situations. And we start moving away we need to start moving our desperation away from just relief from our circumstances, but start moving and focusing on the things of God. So the second point I want to share this morning is we need to preach to ourselves. Verse 5 and verse 11 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation." The verse is very interesting because you can tell that the psalmist is having like this internal dialogue with his own heart, his own mind, his own soul. The psalmist is wrestling to take control of himself and to get himself to focus on praising God. In Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones' book called Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Cures, he puts it this way. Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you are listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You have not originated them, but they start talking to you. They bring back the problem of yesterday, etc. Somebody's talking. Who is talking to you? Yourself is talking to you. Now, this man's treatment in Psalm 42 was this. Instead of allowing the self to talk to him, he starts talking to himself. Why are you cast down, O my soul? He asks. His soul has been repressing him, crushing him. So he stands up and says, no. Self, listen for a moment. I will speak to you. And the passage goes on. The main art in the matter of spiritual living is to know how to handle yourself. You have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, preach to yourself, question yourself. You must say to your soul, why are you cast down? What business do you have to be disquieted? You must turn in yourself, upbraid yourself, condemn yourself, exhort yourself, and say to yourself, hope in God, instead of muttering in this depressed, unhappy way. And then you must go on to remind yourself of God, who God is, what God is, and what God has done, and what God has pledged himself to do. Then having done that, end on this great note. Defy yourself and defy other people and defy the devil and the whole world and say with this man, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, who is also the health of my countenance and my God. So in times of trouble and struggle, we need to learn to keep reminding and preaching to ourselves about who God is, what God is, and what God has done, and what God has pledged himself to do. It's so easy, and this has happened to me before as well, to let our minds run wild, to dwell on the negative, and to continue to dig deeper into the rabbit hole. But God wants us to look to him, and to continue to place our hope on him. Now, does this mean that your struggles will immediately be resolved when we focus on him? No. And you can hear from the tone in verse 11, this is the end of the Psalm 42, that the psalmist is still fighting to reorient his soul, his mind, his emotions to be more God-centered. It says, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. You can tell by the tone that he's still trying to command himself to talk to himself, to reorient himself. So even though this may not necessarily deliver, this process might not deliver instant results, but going to, by exhorting yourself, by preaching to oneself, is something that we are encouraged to do through this song. And thirdly and finally, we need to remember what God has done through worship and praise. Verse 4, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Verse 8, by day the Lord commands a steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Again, bearing in mind earlier that the sons of Korah were the temple musicians, it's a useful reminder that this psalm is also meant to be sung. It's a poem that's meant to be sung. When I'm going through different seasons, I find that myself having specific worship songs playing in my head where the lyrics speak to me particularly powerfully during that season. If you think of Paul and Silas, even though they were in prison, they were praising and worshiping despite their circumstances. And by praising and worshiping, even in our darkest seasons, it helps us to fundamentally shift our thinking away from our situation to looking to him instead, moving us from self-centeredness to God-centeredness, to remembering everything he has done in our lives and has promised to do in our lives. As the psalmist affirms in verse 8, it is God's steadfast and sovereign love that we have relied on to get this far. God's love never leaves us. And in our times of thirst, it says in verse 7, deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. He doesn't just give us a drink of water. He gives us abundance of water to wash over us, to cover us. For that, he is worthy of praise. So as we move to prepare for a time of worship, I just want to share a short dialogue from one of my favorite TV shows, which is The West Wing. So you can actually find this little scene on YouTube. And for me, it's one of the most memorable scenes from the show. So for a bit of context, this is from a scene where one of the characters has just come out of a late evening counseling session, I think on Christmas, because this person is suffering from PTSD. And as he leaves his counseling session, he sees one of his colleagues, who is also his friend and mentor, waiting for him to finish his session. And they start chatting, and his friend shares a story. So this guy's walking down the street when he falls in a hole. The walls are so steep, he can't get out. A doctor passes by, and the guy shouts up, "Hey, you, can you help me out?" The doctor writes a prescription, throws it down in the hole, and moves on. Then a priest, we'll assume this is a Pharisee, comes along, and the guy shouts up, "Father, I'm down in this hole. Can you help me out?" The priest writes out a prayer, throws it down in the hole, and moves on. Then a friend walks by. "Hey, Joe, it's me. Can you help me out?" And the friend jumps in the hole. Our guy says, "Wait, are you an idiot? Now we're both down here." The friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before, and I know the way out." So all of us who call ourselves Christians also have this friend who have come down into that hole with us. And of course, that's Jesus. John 1:14, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Jesus became fully man to experience everything that we are going through now, that he fully understands our experiences, whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical. He fully understands our experiences when we are going through a tough season. And he came down to earth to die on the cross to give us and lead us to the way out. And as Pastor Ernie leads us in worship, let us not focus on our circumstances, the negative circumstances, but preach to ourselves to praise him for what he has done on the cross for us.
Jesus, my passion in life is to know you. May all other goals bow down to you. This journey of loving you more. Jesus, you've showered your goodness on me. Given your gifts so freely, but there's one thing I'm longing for. Here's my heart's cry, my prayer for this life. Above all else, give me yourself, Jesus, my passion. Jesus, my passion in life is to know you. May all other goals bow down to journey of loving you more. Jesus, you've showered your goodness on me. Give so, give your freely. There's one thing I'm longing for. Here's my heart's cry, my prayer for this life. Above all else, give me yourself. Hear my heart's cry and my prayer for this life. Above all else, give me yourself. Hear my heart. Hear above all else. Give me yourself. Above all else. Above all else. Above all else.
Turn to our prayer, folks. Let's lift up our friends and family and loved ones who are battling through cancer and chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's spend a few minutes to just lift them up. Turn to the next slide. Let's pray for all those who are ill, but also who need the word of salvation in their lives. Let's just lift up all these people, but also lift up for all those who are contending for their loved ones, their friends. To the next slide. Let's just lift up all our friends and families who are suffering from different ailments and illnesses. Let's just pray for God to release His healing upon them. To the next slide. Let's lift up our brothers and sisters who are looking for jobs. Let's just pray for the right doors to open for them. Thank you. Let's turn to the next slide. For a mission focus, let's pray for SB New York, for the leadership there, Ruth, Jess, and Kelly. Let's also lift up North Korea. Let's pray for open doors for ministry in that place. And let's pray for missional opportunities, partnerships in Asia, and for also just pray for the persecuted churches around the world, but especially in the Middle East. So let's spend some time in prayer. Lift up all our weekend gatherings. So Sunday service, The Well, SB Kids, Worship, Hospitality, SB Youth, Spin and Spill services and activities, migrant worker classes, word class, PMC, and all the other meetings that are happening this Sunday. Let's just pray for Holy Spirit to be upon all the meetings, for each and every one of the services and activities and meetings to be led by Him and Him alone. So let's just lift up the Sunday activities. And let's lift up all our sisters who are pregnant. Let's just pray for covering and protection over them as they're about to give birth in the next few months. So lift them up. Finally, let's just lift up our city of Hong Kong. Just pray for covering and protection over our city. You know, we've been quite good in terms of the COVID count. But just pray for continued protection over all the people in the city. And pray that, you know, during this time of COVID, that more people were turned towards God, and that, you know, we'll be able to use these opportunities to reach out to those who need to. Have a touch of the Holy Spirit in their lives. So let's just lift up our city. So Father God, we just thank you again for this time this morning, where we can come together and just bask in your song, Lord God. Father, we just pray that for, you know, any of my brothers and sisters here today who are, you know, struggling, who are going through, you know, a difficult time, Lord God, that they'll be able to be, that they'll remember that they just need to be desperate for you. To be desperate for your presence, that they'll preach to themselves and exhort to themselves that they need to be able to praise you and worship you. you know, as Pastor Ernie led us, it's above all else, you know, we want Jesus above all else. We want Jesus's presence. So, you know, as we spend the rest of our Saturday, I just pray that, we'll just be abiding in him alone. So, Father God, we just thank you again for this morning, where we can come together and just worship and praise you. We love you. We pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everyone. Have a great Saturday.